This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases and unearthed gems. This week, Stephen Malcolmus' excellent solo debut, 25 Years On, and then a look at two favourites from the Psychbox compilation, 10 years after its first release. Welcome to episode 224 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was Stephen Malcolmus, with a track from the 2001 album Stephen Malcolmus named Discretion Grove. That fun song, which comes with an equally fun music video, one of the greats, is a perfect example of the even less hinged to convention sound of Malcolmus' solo work. We'll take a look into the story of Malcolmus' first post-Pavement solo album later in the show, but first, some favourites from the Psychbox compilation, a record essential to my discovery of the neo-psych genre. And here's a definitive neo-psych band featuring on the compilation. In fact, they open the record. Originally found on their 1998 record Strung Out in Heaven, here's one of the poppiest songs from the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Going to Hell. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was the Brian Jonestown Massacre with Going to Hell. It's the opening track on the now 10-year-old Psych Box. Released by Cleopatra Records, this 5-disc, 77-track set aimed to provide a mind-bending journey through the annals of psychedelic rock. From the obscure 60s and 70s scenes, made iconic by the Pebbles compilations, into the world of modern neo-psych. There's relatively mainstream bands, in the BJM, Alalas, the Black Angels, and Holy Wave. Plus, tracks like Arthur Brown's debut single and a Shuggy Otis deep cut. Then there's an array of unknown and underground tracks, including absolute favourites from Faden, Mona Lisa, Pink Velvet, and an artist I've played a few times before on this show, The Lucid Experiment. It's definitely something to give a spin on its 10th birthday, if you're a fan of psych rock. Here's another taster, a track which also features on another of my favourite psych compilations, 2014's A Psych Tribute to the Doors. Here's the Black Angels with their cover of Soul Kitchen.
Say
A favourite track from the Psych Box compilation, Soul Kitchen, covered by the Black Angels. Now a look at Stephen Malkmus. Let's check out the record's opening track, and I think its best track, Black Book. It's a snarling piece of alt-rock, clearly demonstrating this album's proximity to his time in Pavement.
What you thinking?
was Stephen Malkmus with Black Book. As a founding member of Pavement, and bandleader throughout their early lo-fi releases, and into the run of five essential indie rock records, Malkmus had earned himself the position of indie rock godfather by the late 90s. But relationships in Pavement were frayed by the time the band came to record their final album, 1999's Terror Twilight, in part due to Malkmus's hesitation to include any of fellow founding member Scott Canberg, aka Spiral Stairs, tracks on the record. By the time they toured the album in late 99, Malkmus's departure, and as a result the end of the band for the time being, was set in motion. Malkmus was sick of being constrained by a band which ultimately did not constrain him too much. Malkmus's solo career turnaround was a quick one. He soon formed The Jicks, his supporting band, and they, although the label insisted they weren't credited, played with Malkmus on his first solo record. What emerged was a somewhat more polished album than the looser indie sounds of Pavement, even at their latter stage. Folk and Americana influences were more prominent, and a number of the tracks on Stephen Malkmus are much softer than many Pavement tracks. There's also more experimentation with different instrumentation, with keyboard samples and a use of steel drums, pedal steel, and I think marimba. There are some truly beautiful songs like Pink India, Vague Space, and especially Church on White and Dedo, the former of which was written about a friend who overdosed on heroin. These are balanced by bolder indie rockers like Black Book and this next song, the energetic JoJo's Jacket, a song which also keeps up Malkmus's penchant for fantastical lyrics.
I'm not what you think I am. I'm the king of Siam. I've got a bald head, my name is Joe Brenner, and I am a famous movie star. Perhaps you saw me in Westworld. I acted like a robot and cowboy. It was my best role. Such monumental slime. Let the punishment fit the crime. We'll tie you to a chair. The house music will blare and turn your ears into a medicinal jelly. I stay inside on Christmas Day and make believe that you are my candy cane. You said, I'm not that type. No, I'm not sweet. And I'm not overripe. You're naive.
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was JoJo's Jacket by Stephen Malkmus. This first Malkmus solo record is one of my favourite records of all time, and will always hold a really special place for me. And while I'm a Pavement super fan, I would honestly consider this my favourite Malkmus record among all his projects. Although it's probably his most well-known solo album, it does frustrate me to see the gulf between the much-deserved consciousness Pavement has earned in alternative circles and the awareness of his solo work in comparison. This is especially true of Malkmus' next solo album, this time released under Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. That record, Piglib, expands on the sound of this record, with more sonic experimenting, both in keyboard effects and guitar jamming. Both Stephen Malkmus and Piglib are essential listens for any Pavement fan, and hopefully continue to be recognised as continuations of the Malkmus magic seen throughout Pavement's run. So here's one more track to cap things off. A folk rocker, loosely about the British Empire's presence in India, here's Pink India.
There once was an empire chase, known as the Great Great Game, and one of its rooks came from Stoke-on-Trent, and Mortimer was his name. An imp in teabag spats, pride of the vicar cast, sent up to Asia, its mansion land, determined to be a man. Determined to be a man.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.